Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This guy, he left LA, was heading back east, and stopped in to say hi to us.
And then he lost track of time zones. We got to give him a little tutorial on that.
He might have spread the COVID everywhere, too, by the way.
He might have. Yeah. So, Chad, rule of thumb here, if we're west of you, it's earlier. And if you're calling someone east of you, it's later.
Wait, slow down, Todd. I got to write this down.
And we're going to get into the part where we hit the international date line and your head's going to explode.
All right. Where'd you end up settling down? Somebody said you're in Florida now. Is that right?
Well, I was moving to New York when all this was happening.
Right.
And I was going to take a month off.
Right.
And then New York became the corona apocalypse.
Yeah, exactly.
So now I'm moving to Tampa. I'm going to be partially retired.
Okay. As all stand-ups seem to be these days.
So, I mean, you actually are you in Cleveland now, or you're in Tampa now?
No, I'm right outside of Cleveland. I'm going to be heading there May 16th.
Okay. Oh, so you're actually moving during the pandemic to get out. Okay, good for you, man.
Who are you hunkered down with? Is it just you?
Just me. This phone call is the first thing I did the whole pandemic, so thank you.
No, you've been doing some podcasting. I saw that. I saw you're pissing people off with your podcast, which is always fun. I love that about you, you know. But what have you been doing? Obviously, New York was your plan, but to move to New York right now is not cool, probably, right?
No, I mean, I know you guys had Florentine on recently, and he was telling me that, I mean, it's just there's no one has a timeline or a date. Nobody knows what's going on or how we're going to navigate this thing.
Right.
So I'm doubling down on my podcast, my Patreon. It seems to be doing well. And
good.
I don't know. I think everyone's second guessing this dumb career plan that we've had.
And there's a lot of people out there. I understand we know some rich people that are comedy. They're fine. But most, by far, 99% of people are road dogs that make their cash on the road. And you're right. That has just stopped. And we've been checking in with a lot of our friends, including you, and it's weird, man. I'm sure it's really weird for you. Yeah.
So, you know what's funny is they're doing this. They did a big comedy benefit online. It's called Comedy Gives Back, and they got all the big names. They got Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
You know, everybody you can name. And I'm making fun of it the whole time because it's a train wreck.
Yeah.
So while I'm making fun of it, I sign up, and I end up getting $500 from them.
Oh, because you're a stand-up. I got it.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Do you know some other guys who have benefited from that, other than yourself?
No, just me. I was making fun of it the whole time, so I want to be on record by saying I'm sorry.
All right. Now, you said it was a train wreck, because we've talked about this. We've seen a few guys try to do comedy with no audience, and it just lays there. And that's tough to do. It just kind of sucks to watch, even, for that matter. What do you think?
I think it's embarrassing.
Yes.
And I think I love doing stand up, but at the end of the day, I'll wait it out. Yeah. I don't need to go on and make a fool out of myself on Zoom.
You would think they could get like a couple of family members. But they don't think they're funny.
I just don't think it works. You know, I just think it's going to be
family members don't find you funny.
No, they don't. No, not at all. So you're actually, well, I'm glad you're getting out of, I mean, that's cool to move. So you got a place set up already in Tampa?
I got a place ready to go. I figured, you know what? It's the second part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's warm down there.
Yeah.
My plan is I'm going to get back into drinking hardcore. I'm going to marry a woman who's 25 years younger than me with daddy issues. I'm going to die. She's going to take everything I own. It'll be a good life.
Yeah, I like that idea. I like that idea.
Somebody's got a plan.
Now, yeah. are you going to start drinking hardcore, or are you going to still stay away from that?
I want to be like Michael Caine in Cocktail. You remember when he dated that young girl?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to die on a boat from a cocaine overdose. That's my plan.
Well, that's a good life as long as it's a little further out than it is now. How about that? How about 20 years from now? Is that good?
Okay, fair enough. I want to come back on the show in studio.
All right, yeah, we want you back in studio, too.
But I think you have a pretty good plan there, except the most difficult part is going to be the chick 25 years younger than you. Might be tough to pull
at
this point.
She might only be 15,
yeah, first
right?
of all, you're not that old.
She might be 15 right now, I think, if I'm figuring your age right. A little older than that, maybe, 18?
Well, I'm on Tinder, so who knows what'll happen.
What's the youngest you've ever pulled off of Tinder?
Oh, on Tinder, I've never really pulled anything off of Tinder.
Yeah,
I mean you get a photo of the girl and they show up and they're just a mess. They're a complete mess. They look nothing like their profile picture.
He's told this
like 100% of the time.
I've only tried it a few times and it's never gone well, so I just gave up.
All right. You meet him the old-fashioned way now. Walk up to him at the beach and go, how you doing?
Yeah, so what are you doing in the meantime for sexual gratification? We ask this of all our stand-up friends.
Well, not much, considering we have to be 6 feet away from each other. There's not a lot going on right now.
There is not. It's called masturbating. Todd's rubbing it in because he has a wife at home. And they're only quarantined with each other, so you get all the free time in the world. And single comedians, you're right. You're not getting laid because nobody's coming around. You know, I get that. You're masturbating though, right?
Yeah, well, I thought he might refer us to some good porn sites.
Yeah, we know them all.
Have you seen the entire season of Pornhub?
Yeah, I've seen season 1, 2, and 3, and I got the...
You're binging.
Hey, but guys, do you guys remember back in the 80s the show Charles in Charge with Scott Baio?
Yes.
Well, there was a girl on there. Her name was Nicole Eggert.
Right.
She was an actress. Yeah, well, I used to have the biggest crush on her. She's doing my podcast.
Are you kidding
me? Is she?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I swear to God. She's like in her 40s now, but I'm like preparing it for it like it's a first date. Like I'm getting all, like I'm getting done up. Like I'm doing an audio podcast and I'm wearing nice clothes for it.
Is Eggert the one that accused Baio of messing with her?
Yeah, I think she did. I think
she came out looking for
some headlines.
Yeah, I think she did. Yeah. She's scared because Scott Baio was over.
Oh, I saw Nicole Eggert on CNBC has a show where, oh, it's Alex Rodriguez that gives people a second chance. And Nicole Eggert had a food truck of some kind that she wanted to resurrect. And you should prepare yourself, to whatever image you have of Nicole Eggert, double that in size. And that's what she looks like now.
Yeah, my friend told me that. I refused. He said she looks like she ate Nicole Eggert.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lead with that question, by the way. But that is true, though. If you actually worship somebody as a kid, and we all did, and get to meet them, at least, you're wearing nice clothes for an audio. How'd you get a hold of Nicole Eggert, anyway?
I got a girl who's booking my podcast now, and I'm getting all these weird guests. Like, I got John Schneider, Bo Duke from Dukes of Hazzard.
Yep.
He's on this week.
Okay.
I got Paul Michael Glazer, who played Starsky. So I'm getting all these, like, childhood heroes of mine. It's fun.
Well, that's cool. That's really cool. Have fun. How do people get the podcast, Chad? Is it Sit Down Chad, or what is it again?
It's exactly how you get your podcast. You're on the iTunes.
No. What's it called? What's your podcast called? Just Google Chad Zumach or what?
Yeah, Chad Zumach, or you can just go to Joe Rogan Experience.
He rips Rogan, too. I love that. Well, so you sound like you're having fun, but heading to Tampa, that's cool. Hopefully we all get to see each other soon. That'd be nice. But
now it's sex with Colleen too. Are you guys open up out in Nebraska now? Are you guys opening?
Well,
stuff
you know, the Funny Bone's not open, obviously, but they're starting to open up. They're starting to think about opening up some restaurants on next Monday. I don't know what the governor's going to do. We don't know. What's it like in Cleveland? How bad is Cleveland right now?
Well, imagine Cleveland by itself without the quarantine.
All right,
it's just as bad, if not worse.
Okay. Hammering his own. That's cool. Well, pretty much goes that way here, except we can't go anywhere.
Was there protesting at the state capitol in Columbus these past couple of weeks?
I think the Ohio governor's...
Well, you know,
Yeah, I don't recall seeing anything in Ohio.
No. Well, the Ohio governor, Mike DeWine, obviously, he's been very on top of all of this.
Right.
So we've been kind of shut down before a lot of places have been. So people right now, they're just getting restless. They're out of work. They're going crazy. They're reading all this information that doesn't make sense. We're getting information from the right, left, and they don't know what's real and what's not. So people are just losing their minds.
That's true. That's true. They are. And we're living it every day. We're in the studio every day. And we got Nicole Eggert coming in tomorrow, by the way. And no, but I'm anxious to hear that podcast, buddy. So you have fun with all your guests, and we'll see you soon. All right, Chad?
I miss you guys, man, right. And stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, check all right. in
from
time to time.
Hey, how'd you think of the Browns draft?
I liked it. I mean, they're going to need anybody to protect fat-ass Baker Mayfield. That guy better lose weight.
I'm guessing the quarantine's not helping that.
Probably not.
Fat-ass Baker Mayfield. Go Browns. See you, bud.
All right, Chad.
You take care.
Oh, man. I love Chad.
And for the record, Nicole Eggert, 4 stars, Hall of Fame nudity on Mr. Skin.
I thought you were going to say 4 pounds.
And what?
Let's see. There was a movie with 92 with her and Corey Haim called Blown Away.
All right.
Which she seems to have a lot of nudity in.
Excellent.
Was that then, back in the Baywatch days?
Pre-Baywatch days.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there are some Baywatch pictures here, and then there's also, unfortunately, some pictures of a reality show she did called Botched, where she was having a boob job.
And they botched it?
It looks like a breast reduction.
They're trying to unbotch it.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's on E.
Yeah, she was underage, so Charles in Charge, and Bayo was in his mid-20s, and she accused him of saying, how you doing?
Yeah, I forgot she was on that show. I just remember her from Baywatch.
Yeah. He creeped her out. Well, he's a right-wing nut job now anyway.
Yeah, there's some pretty awful mid-surgery photos of the breast reduction.
Good God.
Oh, that's not good naked.
Yeah, well, I wasn't expecting that as I was clicking through the photos.
Oh. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So, speaking of pictures, Alex Smith.
Yeah, I didn't look at this photo either.
We've got the Alex Smith had...
Used to be your boy there, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Still have the jersey?
Yeah, it's framed.
It's got an Alex Smith jersey framed.
He got a broken leg surgery back in 2018. 4 days after, then they gave us a picture of his leg from 4 days after the surgery. Infections required 17 follow-up surgeries. And so now they've aired this on the ESPN, a picture of his leg as part of a promo for the E60 documentary Project 11.
Oh, God, it's hideous.
That premieres on Friday.
I won't look at it, but you guys did look at it?
Yeah.
His doctors had to surgically move a piece of his quad on into his shin to save his leg.
Gruesome. He almost died.
I know he did.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was that close to death. 17 surgeries. That's an insane amount of surgeries. Yeah.
17 follow-up surgeries.
Yeah, so.
18 total.
And he still wants to come back.
Oh, he still wants to play?
Yeah,
Yeah, he says he's coming back. And the Redskins have said, okay, sure. Yeah, right. Sure you are.
All right.
I don't recall seeing the injury. Did they ever play it?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember it. It was right before Thanksgiving, and he just got twisted up, and his leg just – it was one of those where his foot was facing in a direction it shouldn't be.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
And everybody went,
I feel like my ankle's
Well, it was the same as – who did that happen to? Theismann, and they said it was weird because it was like in the same part of the field.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Theismann's was, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, his foot was flopping the way it shouldn't flop.
Alex Smith has just had like bad luck a lot of his career.
Yeah, he actually was a real talented quarterback. Yeah.
We had the need to cycle through all those coaches in San Francisco.
That's right.
And then... You know, he did well for the Chiefs, and then they're like, "Oh, we have Superman. Right. We just drafted Superman. No, see ya."
Well, that's why they gave him a ring. They gave
did
Alex
they?
Smith, they gave Alex Smith a ring.
Good.
Because he actually did mentor Mahomes
a lot.
Yeah,
yeah,
and a lot of quarterbacks. And I don't blame quarterbacks for not mentoring people, by the way, but he did, and they gave him a ring for
here,
that.
Alex,
yeah,
have
he
a pity
was,
ring.
He was incredible with
it's
Mahomes.
A pity ring. I know.
Here's your pity ring.
Yeah.
When he was close with San Francisco too.
Yes,
and then
he
Kaepernick
was.
Started that.
Right. That's right, he was. He just bet wrong place, wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, there's so you if you go to Twitter and Facebook, you'll have to click the link and scroll down a little. But
don't yell at us.
Ooh, yeah. Don't be eaten when you do it.
I got to look at that for some reason.
It's really gruesome. Uh-huh. It's really gruesome.
I'm going to look at it. I don't want to, though.
Oh, I know.
I'll think about it.
Well, go ahead and pull it up right now, and let's hear your reaction.
It looks like it's rotting and dying.
Yeah, there's a lot of the color black there, and I don't think that's natural.
We got Taco Bell the other day, and there was a hair on the outside of my cup, and I've been thinking about it ever since.
But this will supplant that.
Sure wasn't anybody else's hair.
I don't know. That's why I'm like, let's just say this is my wife's, but I was in the middle of the tacos. But like,
it's your wife's
nap kid.
It's your wife's taco hair.
Yeah. Right. Mid-taco.
Ask for that photo. Well,
God.
The cover photo didn't look that bad. Are you talking about?
No, click the link and scroll down. Click the link and scroll down.
Okay.
It looks like a Civil War injury.
I'm doing that now, and I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't. Oh, did they hit the video
good
or not?
God.
No, keep going.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
That's just rot. Looks like you burnt your steak.
Yeah.
You know, you burnt like some chicken or something like that. You better chew it off, right?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
It's like bubbling with disease.
Yeah, and he wants to come back.
Yeah. Well,
he's a tough dude.
If that's healed and he can run, why not? I mean, really. I mean,
that's
like,
what he does.
It isn't like his head was, you know, Bruschi came back after having a stroke, which I never understood, but he came back and was fine.
I just think, you know, the guys.
But they say Gronk could be, if they play the season, Gronk could be just, you know, eating pudding in January because he's had so many concussions.
Well, let's hope.
That's why I would forget to do that. But your leg heals and you can run. Why not play?
But he's what, 35, 36, yeah. Made his money. I mean, he could probably transition into TV in a heartbeat.
He's got a ton of money, right?
You know, I mean, why risk it?
Yeah, yeah.
Gronk needs to beef up, too.
Who?
He's lost a lot of weight. Gronkowski.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get back into football weight, right.
And how you do that this quickly without some banned substances, I don't know.
Yeah.
You eat a bunch of stuff, man. You just
eat and hit the weight room hard, I suppose.
And eat. He's got time.
Well, think those dudes come back because there can't be anything like throwing a touchdown pass in front of 70,000 people.
That's exactly why they come back, or catching one, or just running out the field.
And there's no paycheck like that.
Right. And that
they're
elite level
go
of competition.
Anywhere else and get that kind of a paycheck.
And you can always retire. You can not always play.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they do it. I don't blame them. I really don't. Just that celebrity of just running out in the field and getting cheered like that.
It's
like, they're gladiators. They love it.
And that level of competition.
Let's hope we can watch it again.
It's going to be really weird if they play without anybody in the stands.
You know what? It will be weird, but I still think we'd all love it because it's at least live competition, you know.
I think they would have mics there so you could hear everything on the field.
Yeah, that's
there'd be a way to make it interesting. Kind of like they did the draft was the behind the scenes. Like maybe you just see everything bare bones.
Well, you definitely know which teams have been piping in the crowd noise.
Right.
They forgot to turn it off.
They're still doing it. Yeah.
They would have to practice in complete silence. Just to get used to that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're used to noise.
Because I think hearing all the trash talk on the field would be great.
Who knows? No,
those mics pick up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly why they probably wouldn't mic it up.
Probably.
Because the kids are watching.
Oh, yeah, the kids can't hear an F-bomb unless it's from daddy.
No, you'd hear a record number of N-bombs.
Oh, you might. Well, from. Well, yeah. I don't know. The black guys calling each other that.
Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah, probably a little bit.
Tarantino would think it was a little profane.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Mason Rudolph isn't starting this year.
No. He never said that.
Nah, I know.
And Cleet Blakeman confirmed it. Plus, he sucked anyway. He's not our quarterback.
No.
Did they officially cut him?
No. Big Ben is back.
He could be.
Big Ben is back.
Until he's not.
Boris Johnson and his fiance had a baby boy.
All right.
British Prime Minister.
Probably has the same hair.
She let him in there.
I know. She ain't bad looking either.
Is it true that Boris Johnson refuses to answer the question, how many children do you have? Or does he just not know?
I do not know the answer to
that. I thought
that
was Adrian Peterson.
That's just stupid to say.
No, but I heard that about him.
Really?
He refuses.
He must have some babies in wedlock. In wedlock, right?
Yeah, you think that should be a simple question to answer.
Yeah, out of wedlock, right.
It should be a question that you have to evade.
I wish it was,
and he does.
Yeah. I wish it was zero. I don't like to imagine that guy busting one off.
Where's the Alex Smith injury? I gotta look at that. If I imagine Boris Johnson busting one off, I'd rather see a rotted leg.
Gross.
We will leave you with that unpleasant visual.
Chad Zumach and Anthony Edwards. Check out the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Talking to Chris Porter tomorrow.
Yeah,
Mark
cool.
Lundholm is all coming up on Friday.
Wednesday, in case you forgot. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
And good night.
Stay safe.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.